Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Hold on to your hats, folks, because today we're diving headfirst into the exhilarating world of AI, specifically the brand spanking new OpenAI 03 mini model in N8N, without any open router shenanigans, might I add.
Ooh, exciting. So no middlemen, straight to the source for maximum performance and minimum cost. I like the sound of that. What's so special about this 03 mini?
Well, it's a game changer, truly. Remember DeepSeek Labs R1 model? Groundbreaking, yes, but it had its quirks. No output parsing, no tool calling. It was like a Ferrari without a steering wheel.
Ouch, that's a rough analogy, but I get it. Limited functionality. So 03 Mini fixes these issues?
Precisely. It not only handles structured output parsing and function calling like a champ, but the low latency compared to older models like 01 is mind-blowing. And get this. It's comparable to 01 in math, PhD-level science, coding, and software engineering. This thing's a beast.
Whoa, so it's faster, cheaper, and more powerful? This is starting to sound too good to be true. How do we even use it in N8N?
Easy peasy. Chat message node triggers an AI agent node, then add the OpenAI chat model node. Select your OpenAI credentials, platform.openai.com/API keys if you need them, and if you don't see the 03 mini model, just switch to by ID and type it in manually. Bam, you're in. I mean, I renamed my node to OpenAI 03 mini, because why not? A little flair never hurts.
Okay, flair noted. So you tested it out, right? Did it work? Spill the beans.
Like a charm. A simple hello, and boom, a response in under 2 seconds. Confirmed it on OpenAI's usage page, 03 mini in action. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Function calling. I added a web search tool via SERP API, gave the agent a prompt to find a movie based on user requirements, specifically using the web search tool. I asked for a horror movie under 2 hours, and it recommended The Conjuring, complete with director, cast, year, runtime, everything. R1 couldn't pull that off, not even in its wildest dreams. I'm so impressed.
Wow, I gotta admit, that's slick. But what about structured output? Can it do that?
You betcha. I tweaked the agent, added a structured output parser, defined the schema, director, cast, year, runtime, all as specific data types. Ran the same movie query and bam, a beautiful JSON object with all the info neatly organized. No more messy text parsing.
Hold up. Isn't JSON a bit technical? Why not just stick with regular text?
Because, my friend, JSON is the language of data. It's structured. It's parsable. It's the key to automation. Think of all the possibilities. Okay, maybe I got a little carried away there, but you see my point, right?
Got it. Data is king. So final verdict, is 03 mini the real deal?
Absolutely. Faster, cheaper, more powerful. It's the Swiss Army knife of AI models. I'm officially a fan. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time for more exciting adventures in the world of cooking, technology, and finance. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.